Geopolitics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. Whenever a power vacuum emerges, someone will fill it. The Financial Times. The Mystery of the Weapons. The first kills. The second blinds. The third rules. Inscription on a tablet believed to be in excess of 5,000 years old. Private collection, New York City. The trial of the cities. No oceans, no clouds, no rivers, no rain. The world a wasteland of misery and pain. From the Zeus Papyrus, private collection, London. The aftermath of the games. Prologue 1. The Great Bend, the Underworld, India. For three whole days after the Great Games, the Underworld lay silent. The captive participant, Captain Jack West, Jr., competing on behalf of Orlando, the King of Land, had prevailed. Having overcome the same deadly challenges that the three previous champions of the games, no lesser figures than Osiris, Gilgamesh, and Hercules, had faced, to the surprise of many in the royal gallery, he had won. But during the final ceremony to crown the winning king and impart to him the mysteries that would see the earth safely through the coming crisis, pandemonium had broken out. Helicopters had assailed the mountaintop temple on which the ancient ceremony had been taking place. Lord Hades' own sons had tried to assassinate their father. And Hades' Minotaur army, all 4,000 of them, a lost population of Neanderthals who wore bull-shaped helmets, having discovered the plan of their master's sons to kill him, had risen up in revolt and stormed the mountain palace. When the bodyguards of two of the fleeing kings had foolishly opened fire on the Minotaurs, death and destruction had ensued. Two of the four kings were torn limb from limb. All but a few of the royal elite who had gathered to watch the games were also killed. Only two kings had survived. Hades, the king of the underworld, who had fled with West and his loyal band of friends. And Orlando, who had scurried away from the scene with his advisor, the Catholic cardinal and member of the church's shadowy Omega group, Cardinal Ricardo Mendoza, leaving the rest of his entourage and his fellow royals to die. Never in all of history had the four legendary kingdoms been thrown into such disarray. For thousands of years they had ruled the world from the shadows, installing governments as they saw fit, and toppling them when they deemed it necessary, instigating wars and destroying empires. Word traveled fast. Elsewhere in the world, individuals with connections to the four kingdoms quickly learned what had happened. Royalty demands certain things, the foremost of which is continuity. Heirs had to be found and crowned. But in the immediate aftermath of the games, it was uncertain just which heirs had survived and which had not. Another demand of royalty is penalty, retribution, blame. Someone had to be held responsible for the outrageous end to the games and punished for it. Most worrying of all, the mysteries, the very reason for holding the great games in the first place, were not revealed, and the fate of the world depended on them. All of these matters, however, would be dealt with by others, the King of the Minotaurs thought, as he surveyed the now empty underworld, battered and broken after the chaos. The grand staircase was horribly blasted open in its middle. That had been West's doing.